Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Toronto Blue Jays and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Toronto Blue Jays. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Tony Fernandez. Batting second. The third baseman, Rance Mullinix. Batting third. The center fielder, Lloyd Mosby. Batting fourth. The left fielder, George Bell. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jesse Barfield. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Willie Upshaw. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ernie Witt. Batting eighth. The DH, Fred McGriff. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Mike Sharperson. Pitching for the Toronto Blue Jays, Joe Johnson. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Gary Redus. Batting second. The second baseman, Donnie Hill. Batting third. The first baseman, Greg Walker. Batting fourth. The DH, Ron Hasse. Batting fifth. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Ivan Calderon. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Darryl Boston. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Tim Hewlett. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Richard Dotson. And now, play ball. Tony Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez strikes out. One out. Rance Mullinix is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullinix takes first base on ball four. Lloyd Mosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mosby strikes out. Two outs. George Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Calderon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Blue Jays nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redus hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Johnson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Redus moves to second. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker strikes out. One out. Ron Hasse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hasse strikes out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Blue Jays nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Jesse Barfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barfield takes first base on ball four. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upshaw strikes out. One out. Ernie Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt hits a fly ball into left field. Redus settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred McGriff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGriff hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Barfield moves to third. Mike Sharperson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharperson takes first base on ball four. McGriff moves to second. Tony Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0 for 1 in the game. Fernandez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Blue Jays nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calderon hits a fly ball into center field. Mosby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Blue Jays nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Rance Mullinix is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullinix is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Mullinix takes first base on ball 4. Lloyd Mosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mosby is 0-for-1 in the game. Mosby hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dotson fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. George Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Calderon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Blue Jays nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen strikes out. One out. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redus is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Redus hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sharperson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Blue Jays nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Jesse Barfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barfield is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Barfield strikes out. One out. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upshaw is 0-for-1 in the game. Upshaw hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ernie Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 0-for-1 in the game. Witt hits a fly ball towards center. Boston catches it and throws to first to double up Upshaw. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Blue Jays nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. Walker hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Barfield. Walker reaches second base with a double. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Walker moves to third. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey is 0-for-1 in the game. Hassey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Upshaw scoops it up and throws to first, with Johnson covering, for the out. Walker scores. One out. It's 1-0, White Sox. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-1 in the game. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calderon is 0-for-1 in the game. Calderon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Upshaw scoops it up and throws to first, with Johnson covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Fred McGriff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGriff is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McGriff is called out on strikes. One out. Mike Sharperson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharperson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Sharperson hits a fly ball into center field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0-for-2 in the game. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gielen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Blue Jays nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 0-for-1 in the game. Boston hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Barfield. Boston reaches second base with a double. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0-for-1 in the game. Hewlett bunts towards the mound. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. Boston moves to third. One out. Ozzie Gielen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gielen is 0-for-1 in the game. Gielen takes first base on ball 4. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redus is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Redus hits a ball on the ground towards first. Upshaw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Redus for the out. Boston scores. Gielen moves to second. Two outs. It's 2-0, White Sox. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hill hits a ball on the ground towards first. Upshaw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hill for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Rance Mullinix is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullinix is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Mullinix hits a fly ball into right field. Calderon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lloyd Mosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mosby is 0-for-2 in the game. Mosby strikes out. Two outs. George Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dotson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Blue Jays nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. John Cerutti now pitching. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Walker strikes out. One out. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hassey hits a fly ball into center field. Mosby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-2 in the game. Fisk hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calderon is 0-for-2 in the game. Calderon is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Jesse Barfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barfield is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Barfield hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Boston. Barfield reaches second base with a double. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upshaw is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Upshaw hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Barfield moves to third. Ernie Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 0-for-2 in the game. Witt hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hill settles under it and makes the catch for the out. one out. Fred McGriff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGriff is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McGriff hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Barfield scores. Upshaw moves to third. It's 2-1, White Sox. Ray Searage now pitching. Rick Leach pinch hits for Mike Sharperson. Garth Eorg pinch hits for Rick Leach. Garth Eorg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eorg takes first base on ball 4. McGriff moves to second. Tony Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0-for-3 in the game. Fernandez hits a fly ball into right field. Calderon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Upshaw tags and scores. McGriff tags and moves to third. Eorg tags and moves to second. Two outs. It's Blue Jays, 2, White Sox, 2. Bobby Thigpen now pitching. Kelly Gruber pinch hits for Rans Mullenix. Kelly Gruber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gruber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gielen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Blue Jays 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Kelly Gruber now playing third base. Garth Eorg now playing second base. Daryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Boston is called out on strikes. One out. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0-for-1 in the game. Hewlett hits a fly ball into center field. Mosby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ozzie Gielen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gielen is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Gielen hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bell. Gielen reaches second base with a double. Mark Eichhorn now pitching. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redus is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Redus strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Blue Jays 2, and the White Sox 2. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Lloyd Mosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mosby is 0-for-3 in the game. Mosby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hill scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-3 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gielen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jesse Barfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barfield is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Barfield is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Blue Jays 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Eorg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Walker strikes out. Two outs. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hassey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Blue Jays 2, and the White Sox 2. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upshaw is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Upshaw hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ernie Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 0-for-3 in the game. Witt hits a line drive into left field. Redus picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Redus. Upshaw moves to third. Witt moves to second. Fred McGriff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGriff is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. McGriff is walked intentionally. Garth Eorg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eorg is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Eorg hits a ball on the ground towards first. Walker fields it and throws to home to get Upshaw. Witt moves to third. McGriff moves to second. One out. Tony Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0-for-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Thigpen fields it, throws to the plate for one, and over to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Blue Jays 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fisk strikes out. One out. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calderon is 0-for-3 in the game. Calderon hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Daryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Boston hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Blue Jays 2, and the White Sox 2. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Bob James now pitching. Kelly Gruber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gruber is 0-for-1 in the game. Gruber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dillon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lloyd Mosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mosby is 0-for-4 in the game. Mosby bunts towards the mound. James fields it and throws to first for the out. Gruber moves to second. One out. George Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-4 in the game. Bell hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-2, Blue Jays. Jesse Barfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barfield is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Barfield hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dillon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upshaw is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. Upshaw hits a fly ball into left field. Redus settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Blue Jays 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Tom Hanke now pitching. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0-for-2 in the game. Hewlett strikes out. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redus is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Redus hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Eorg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Toronto Blue Jays, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.